This is Jay Sekulow. Another lawsuit against the IRS. This one may impact an election.
Live from Washington, D.C. Jay Sekulow Live.
I think the IRS is totally out of control right now. The idea that they have targeted individual groups because of their ideological leanings is totally unacceptable, regardless of whether those groups are conservative or liberal. There is an investigation ongoing, and I think anybody who is found to be responsible needs to be held accountable and penalized.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
Should be focusing on here in Washington. And it shouldn't be on the skirmishes that caused gridlock. It shouldn't be on the phony scandals that have consumed so much attention.
You're saying no corruption?
No. There were some boneheaded decisions.
Mass corruption.
Not even mass corruption. Not even a smidgen of corruption.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
I've always wondered what a smidgen actually is. Is a smidgen just a teeny tiny bit, or is it just barely any? The president said not a smidgen of corruption. Let me give you something that's very interesting. Your American Center for Law and Justice filed yesterday afternoon in the United States District Court for the District of New Hampshire a case called Citizens for a Strong New Hampshire versus the Internal Revenue Service. Why? Because the plaintiffs in the case, the Citizens for a Strong New Hampshire, sent in what's called a Freedom of Information Act request on the senator from New Hampshire who had communications with the IRS. Senator Shaheen had actually signed the initial letter to then Commissioner Doug Shulman requesting an investigation of the conservative organizations. That letter was on March of 2012. 1 year later, when the scandal breaks public, listening to Senator Shaheen's outrage at all of this.
I think the IRS is totally out of control right now. The idea that they have targeted individual groups because of their ideological leanings is totally unacceptable, regardless of whether those groups are conservative or liberal. There is an investigation ongoing, and I think anybody who is found to be responsible needs to be held accountable and penalized.
Yeah, penalized. Let me tell you who she actually wanted penalized. According to her letter of March 2012, 1 year before the scandal broke, the conservative organization. So the Citizens for a Strong New Hampshire requested what's called a Freedom of Information Act. They wanted communication between Lois Lerner, Doug Shulman, IRS officials, and Senator Shaheen. And guess what they get back? Zero. David, you got the call on that just a couple of days ago. And it literally, after the period had expired, the IRS said, sorry, we're not going to get to this till after the election.
Right. All right. The IRS gave them their own self-imposed deadline, which was illegal, by the way, but they still gave them a self-imposed deadline of getting back to Citizens for a Strong New Hampshire by October 23rd.
Which would have been before the election between Scott Brown and Shaheen.
But they did not keep that promise. And they said, well, we'll get back to you in January, maybe. Maybe.
Yeah. So we moved in federal court yesterday because we think that the reason they don't want the information out is obvious. It's politics. And Than Bennett in her Office of Government Affairs in Washington, our studios there, the race in New Hampshire, razor close right now.
It is razor close, and of course she doesn't want this information out. And Jay, our listeners need to know, there have been other letters like this. The difference, those are public, those records are public, and it has not fared well for those whose names were on it.
Yeah.
If Senator Shaheen's name is on more of these records, it would have a big impact next week.
Well, we're going to find out soon enough, but folks, we're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. You know, I look at this and say it's voter intimidation in a sense. They don't want to give information. What about the freedom of speech? Do you think your rights are being undercut in this political season? We'll take your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. It's Friday. We're opening the calls up to a variety of conversations, especially on politics. It's just a few days out from the election for the midterms. 800-684-3110. Hey, last day to sign on to that petition. No money spent to those groups funding terrorists or persecuting Christians. That includes Pakistan. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. And your right to vote is at stake. Talk to us on air at 800-684-3110.
Come Countries like Pakistan continue to persecute Christians. Specifically, Asia Bibi, a Christian mother of five, is facing execution in Pakistan because of her Christian faith. However, there is one way to get the attention of countries like Pakistan, a powerful pressure point to stop the persecution. The bottom line is this: the United States should make it clear to these countries, if you persecute Christians, we're shutting off the flow of U.S. financial aid to your country. Period. Stop the persecution or U.S. funding comes to a halt. In the case of Pakistan, the U.S. provides billions of taxpayer dollars to Pakistan in the form of military and economic aid. It's time to send a strong message to our government and to Pakistan. Release Asia Bibi or face the financial consequences. Add your name to our new petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online, aclj.org. The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere.
Get up and get out and vote. That's going to be the requirement of every American citizen, in my view. We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. If you're just joining us, we filed a federal lawsuit yesterday for Citizens for a Strong New Hampshire, conservative organization. Senator Shaheen had sent a letter to the IRS or joined with Senator Schumer demanding an investigation of various groups and changing of the 501c4 code, then came out and made that statement how outraged she was that the IRS did the action. We asked for the communication between Shaheen's office and the IRS, and we get punt from the IRS. They just don't want to get involved in it. So, you know, these are these things. Why do they not want it out before the election? Well, guess why? I bet there's something in there not particularly helpful to Senator Shaheen. We are taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Let me do a couple of things we needed, little housekeeping matters here. Number one, we have the last day for you to sign on to the petition on radio to stop the funding of these companies, states, nations that are persecuting Christians, like Pakistan with the Sea of Bibi. Not one dime should go to them. We've got a petition up at aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. Either one, aclj.org or 877-989-2255. Also, our book, Rise of ISIS, number one on the New York Times bestsellers list. That will be out on Sunday, the list. And we are number one thanks to you. And from all of us that wrote this book, I want to thank you. I know David and Jordan and Skip Ash joined me in that as well as the authors of this book, Rise of ISIS, number one on the New York Times bestsellers list. Let me encourage you also, get copies for your friends. It's available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Target. Some of the stores I went to, the inventory was pretty thin. I mean, they were getting down. But I know Amazon has it, Barnes & Noble as well. So aclj.org, you can also get information about it, or riseofisis.com. We encourage you to get the book Rise of ISIS and stay engaged. All right, I'm asking a question here to our listening audience, and that is, when it comes to the idea that our votes matter or do not matter, the reality is elections matter. Consequences flow from elections. I've said that how many times? How do you all see this next election coming? What are the issues that are driving you to the ballot box on Tuesday? Is it the economy? Is it the social issues? Is it the foreign policy? Is it Middle East? Is it Obamacare? We want to hear from you on this. 1-800-684-3110. Let's go ahead and take a call.
Yeah, let's go right to the phones. Let's start with Brooks calling from South Dakota on line four. Brooks, you're on the air.
Hi, Brooks.
Thanks, Jay. Quick question. Do you think conservatives are best working within the Republican Party, or do you think they're better off to just go out and vote in a Tea Party and splinter it and let Democrats take charge. In South Dakota, there's a four-way Senate race going on.
Yeah.
With a Democrat, and you're familiar with that. And there's basically, it's a three-way Republican race.
Oh, you got a Libertarian. In Georgia, you got a Libertarian running as well that they're saying is getting. Let's get the latest polls now from Georgia. I'm having Will get those, but I think it was 5 or 7%, which could make the election go into runoff. But go ahead and finish what you're saying, Brooks.
Yeah, and so in Rapid City, there's a great candidate who's a Tea Party candidate who is running as an independent, and he very well could basically get in Weiland, who is a mini-me of Tom Daschle. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Very liberal.
So here's how I look at it. Whether Republican, Democrat, or independent, you need to vote your conscience, but you also, this is how I view it, you want people that are electable and can govern. So I'm not, we've got Democrats that listen to this broadcast, Republicans that listen to this broadcast, independents, libertarians that listen to this broadcast. We're not telling you, I'll never tell you how to vote or who to vote for. I'm going to tell you to vote. But the question you're asking is a strategic one. And that is, if you, let's say there's, in the Democratic Party, Republican Party, there's three, or in a situation probably more apropos right now since we're done with the primaries, you've got a Republican, a Democrat, and an independent. And then you ask yourself, and the polling showing, maybe 40-40-20. What do you do in that kind of situation? Or does that put it into a runoff? Which in Georgia, for instance, David, in the Georgia, and I'll get Dan's view on this too. In Georgia, the Libertarian candidate, who right now is polling at about 4%, could actually throw the senatorial race into a runoff in January. So it's individual decision people have to make, but there are political consequences when you make those decisions.
That's right. I mean, you hit the nail on the head. You vote your conscience, but you also need to think strategically about what your vote is going to accomplish. What are you going to accomplish with this vote? And in Georgia, it's very interesting. You could end up with the entire Senate hanging in the balance because one candidate got 49.7% on election day, and then that throws it into this runoff. We could actually have the entire Senate hanging in the balance from two runoffs, one likely in Louisiana, another one possible in Georgia, which would render those the two most expensive Senate races in history.
Well, I mean, you got right now Nunn, Michelle Nunn at 47, David Perdue at 47, and the Libertarian candidate Swofford at 3, and that would put it into a runoff. So there are real practical consequences with this. All right, we're taking your calls. I want to know the issues that are motivating you to get to the ballot box on Tuesday. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Fan, your sense right now of since yesterday, you think nothing changing. You see that you believe the Republicans are going to take it.
Yeah, I think there are 10 Democrat seats in the Senate, Jay, that are in trouble. There are probably three Republican seats that are at least in play. I'm going to say the Republicans are going to pick up 8 of those 10 Democrat seats, and I think that the Republicans still might lose one of the 3 seats that are in play. So overall, they would get to 52. I would also just add to that last caller, Jay, it makes a real difference whether you're talking about a primary election or a general election. And then also, like David pointed out, whether or not there's a runoff. The caller brought up South Dakota. It's very different than Georgia because while there is an independent polling, the former governor, Mike Rounds, he's up by more than 10 points over the Democrat. Jay, he doesn't have to get to 50% to win that seat. I think he's going to win that seat. He's going to win it with less than 50%, but it will not trigger a runoff in South Dakota.
Yeah, so there are, as Stan said, I mean, there's big consequences. All right, let's talk about New Hampshire for a minute because we've got a federal lawsuit we filed there. We filed it not for a candidate, by the way, for Citizen for a Strong New Hampshire because they were entitled to information about how a senator voted. And this is the concern here. The IRS punts it and says, even though they're statutorily required to respond, they don't. They don't show it. Why? Well, they said they need more time. And then they hope to get back to you. They'll get back to you in January to the Strong New Hampshire. But they didn't even make David a statement saying, we will get you the documents in January. We'll get back to you in January.
Well, and we need to emphasize how simple this request was of the IRS and how far in advance of the election it was made. Our client made this request all the way last summer, and their request was really simple. Let's see your communications with a sitting U.S. senator, with a sitting U.S. congresswoman, and with key members of the IRS team. I mean, these are documents they should have gotten together more than a year ago when this controversy first broke. So they weren't asking for all the communications within the IRS regarding this controversy. It was very narrow. It was very specific. It was a defined universe of documents, and the IRS says, no, we're not going to get back to you now for 7 months without even a promise of an ultimate ultimate response?
You know, I think this is a you look at the situation, David. I could be really jaundiced here and say this is just, you know, pure politics. Or is this just absolute IRS incompetency? Or is it all of the above? You know, it's interesting, in our case that we have in federal court in Washington, the judge granted a portion of the government's motion to dismiss, especially on our client's end. Now, after we filed suit, of course, the government starts granting exemptions, and I expect more of those to come in. We're still in court on a number of them, by the way, and appeals on some. But the point is, you wonder, is this like intentionally just negligence on their part, or are they really trying to stall the inevitable here, which is get to the truth? The American people are entitled to the truth, and they just don't want to do it. And in my mind right now, this is a political stall. I can't explain it any other way.
I think the IRS is competent at being corrupt right now.
Yeah, I mean, very competent at being corrupt. I like that line. It's true.
They have stalled and stalled and stalled, often in incredible ways, with the active cooperation of the Democrats in Congress,
yeah,
who have been facilitating IRS delays and facilitating IRS corruption.
Yeah, we've got we're on stations in New Hampshire. We'd sure like to hear from you at 800-684-3110. Thank you. Give me your prediction on New Hampshire.
Well, first of all, I'd say it's impossible for me to believe politics isn't at play here, because the harm, Jay, is in the delay. If it's after the election,
right,
it doesn't really matter to the senator whether this information comes out. Listen, this is razor close. The last poll I saw, literally underneath a percentage point. I think Senator Shaheen is the slight favorite here, but it's going to depend who turns out their voters.
Well, I think this is a I would say that people, no matter where you're standing on the issues, no matter if you're a Republican, you're a Democrat, or you're independent, go out and get out and vote. And in some of your states, you're going to have constitutional amendments that are proposed. And they could cover a variety of things. In Tennessee, for instance, there's one that's on a pro-life one. It's Amendment 1. It looks like that's going to pass, but it's going to depend on the people of Tennessee. In other states, there's other amendments. I mean, you just got to go through the process, folks, and vote. Hey, again, last day to sign on that petition to stop this funding. Our taxpayer dollars should not go to Pakistan to persecute Asiya Bibi. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Sign that petition today. Join with us in this fight. And let me tell you something, folks. If you haven't gotten Rise of ISIS yet, you need to go order it on Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble today. Get copies for your friend. Distribute it. Number one, because of you, on the New York Times bestseller list, we've been able to lead the charge on what is the real threat of ISIS. As they're continuing to grow, we've got the information for you. Rise of ISIS, a threat we can't ignore. Available at bookstores everywhere. Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com. Back with more in a moment.
The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere. Countries like Pakistan continue to persecute Christians. Specifically, Asiya Bibi, a Christian mother of five, is facing execution in Pakistan because of her Christian faith. However, there is one way to get the attention of countries like Pakistan, a powerful pressure point to stop the persecution. The bottom line is this: the United States should make it clear to these countries, if you persecute Christians, we're shutting off the flow of U.S. financial aid to your country. Period. Stop the persecution or U.S. funding comes to a halt. In the case of Pakistan, the U.S. provides billions of taxpayer dollars to Pakistan in the form of military and economic aid. It's time to send a strong message to our government and to Pakistan. Release Asiya Bibi or face the financial consequences. Add your name to our new petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Back to the broadcast, everyone. We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. Don't forget, sign that petition last day, aclj.org, 1-877-989-2255. This is money of ours, taxpayer dollars, not going to regimes that are supporting and suppressing those that would persecute Christians and other religious minorities. aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. Don't forget our book, Rise of ISIS, available in bookstores literally across the country. And we encourage you to get that at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Walmart, Target. But if you want to get it online, Amazon or Barnes & Noble, easy way to do it. Also, the ebook, of course, available at Apple, as well as Barnes & Noble, Nook, and Kindle with Amazon. We are taking your calls. We want to know what's motivating you to vote. 1-800-684-3110. Let's go right back to the phones.
A lot of phone calls coming in. We're going to start with Patricia calling from Colorado, where there's a very big Senate race, actually. Cory Gardner against Senator Mark Udall. Patricia, you are on the air.
Hi, Patricia.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
Well, we've got Mark Udall, and he's one of the senators that brought that bill trying to refuse to allow companies to have their Christian rights. He's the one when Hobby Lobby won.
Yeah, right. Yep.
And, I mean, he has voted Obama. I don't know.
So let me ask you this, Patricia. What is the motivating factor for you in your race in Colorado? What's the issue?
Constitutional rights, giving us back our rights and doing away with these people who want to do away with Christian rights.
Well, that means you got to go out and vote. You've got two candidates out there. Who are you voting for?
Oh, I'm voting for Cory.
Yeah.
And we're going to do everything to get rid of Hickenlooper, too.
How is it looking, Fan, in Colorado right now? What's the latest there?
Yeah, Colorado is one of those 10 races I was talking about, Jay, that's going to determine the Senate. I think Cory Gardner is a couple of points up here, but this is another turnout race. I mean, it's well within the margin of error. If the Republicans are going to take the majority, Jay, it's got to include Colorado. If Senator Udall holds on to this seat, it probably means that Harry Reid's going to continue to be the majority leader.
You know, it's interesting. You think it could be that? So you think Colorado could be that significant?
It's definitely in the margin of error, and if the Republicans are going to get to plus six, which is what they need, it needs to include Colorado.
What's your sense on that one, David? It's very tight, I know.
I think that's a race where the Republican has run an excellent race in a tough state, and the Democrat has completely circled the wagons around this war on women rhetoric.
Right.
So much so that he's actually getting laughed at in debates over it. When he brings it up, he's become a laughing stock on that issue. He's circled around it so much. But again and again, I mean, we keep bringing up these states like New Hampshire, North Carolina is one of them, Colorado is one of them, and Iowa is another one where who's organized on the ground to get their people to the polls?
Because if you look at the polls in Denver right now, this is according to Denver Post survey with USA, Survey USA. So this was just a few days ago. Gardner 46, Udall 44, margin of error 4 points. So let me tell you what that means. It's who shows up to vote. So all these races, no matter if you're a Republican or Democrat, these are going to be razor thin. I mean, we have the feeling that the Republicans are going to take the Senate. But I got to tell you, this it could easily go the other way. The Democrats maintain the majority in the Senate. I mean, it's that close. Let's take some more calls. 800-684-3110.
Right back to the phones. We're going to go to William calling from Georgia, where there's another big race.
Big race.
William, you're on the air.
Yeah, William, I was just in Atlanta, and it looks like I saw a lot of ads for Michelle Nunn. I saw a lot of ads for Jason Carter for governor. It's going to be a close race down there in Georgia.
Yes, sir. Sure, we're my main motive for actually just voting in this race is not based off of what the people want, but what the people need. And I think the Democrats do a real good job of actually trying to put emphasis on the minority, especially people like us, for what we want instead of what we need. And what we need, 80% of is more like safety in our borders, like I said, our constitutional right. And, you know, Michelle Nunn brings up a good point when she says about the increase in minimum wage, but that may only be like 20% of the reason for voting for somebody while the rest of the stuff go lacking.
Yeah, so you bring up a good point. It's not that every candidate on every issue has a lousy point if they're on the other political side. I mean, that's part of the political process. Let me ask you this question, William, because you're in Macon, so you're in Bibb County, and you're in Middle Georgia. I was in Atlanta. The ads were overwhelmingly Michelle Nunn, what I was seeing at least on air, although I know David Perdue was, well, there were a lot of ads running too, but there was a lot, where I was near Emory University, where there were a lot of Michelle Nunn signs up. What's it like down in Bibb County in Macon?
Well, for most part, I see it's quite tight down here. For me, I know personally myself, if I had a choice, I would vote David Perdue.
Yep.
And the reason why I say that, because I'm looking at the overall real. I'm not just looking at one point or emphasis,
right,
like a lot of people say about, you know, the increase of the minimum wages.
Right.
But I'm looking at overall. I'm looking at what did Michelle Nunn do during the time that she was in office.
Right.
And I think it's time for a different change and somebody who maybe have a more conservative view and someone who may even support our constitutional rights.
Yep. All right, William, I appreciate that. Are there more signs for Nunn or more signs for Perdue and Macon?
It's quite even. I think lately I've been seeing more signs for David Perdue from my end.
Okay, that's interesting.
I have been seeing those signs from Michelle Nunn as well, but I've definitely seen a lot for David Perdue.
Well, where I was in Atlanta, in Metro Atlanta, especially in the Emory area, there was a lot for Michelle Nunn. So we'll see. Listen, Georgia's going to be razors then, but who would have thought, folks, who would have thought that Georgia would be in play? Now, this tells you the nature of a constitutional republic. Hey. Everybody thought Georgia was a red state. It was going to be red forever. There was no way, or I would say forever, forever in politics is not a very long period of time. But who would have thought that would have been the case, David? And here you are, Georgia, razor thin. I mean, the polling now is showing a little bit more towards Perdue, but who knows on Election Day?
Well, you know, in sports, the saying is that's why you play the game, to find out who's going to actually win as opposed to who is predicted to win. Well, that's why you have elections. And there's surprises in elections all the time.
Yep.
Because people make assumptions about what will happen and they don't get up and make it happen.
Yeah. Hey, folks, we're here for another half hour. We're taking your call. SiriusXM, you get the full broadcast. If not, just go over to ACLJ.org. Prediction on Georgia, Than.
I think David Perdue's a slight favorite, but Jay, this is one of the three Republican seats that's still on the board, and I'm here to tell you, I don't think all three of them stay in the Republican column. So
you think Kansas, one of them goes?
Kansas, Georgia, or Kentucky? I think the Republican is favored in all three, but I think one of them will lose. Everybody's got to get out, no matter who you're for. You got to get out and vote.
I think McConnell wins in Kentucky, but you know, it's going to be very close. Hey, let me tell you this, folks, and this is last thing here before we take a break. We'll be taking more of your calls, so if you're on the line, hang on there. We got another 30 minutes of the broadcast, and this is fascinating for us too. It's very helpful to get a kind of sense where you all are on this. We're talking about this Monday and Tuesday as well. If you haven't signed that petition yet to stop our taxpayer dollars from going to groups or countries like Pakistan who are, quote, allies, but they're persecuting Christians. Why? Because she said, I believe that Jesus is the true prophet. If you want to join us in this petition, and tens of thousands have, go to ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. You can do that today. Last day on radio to do that. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Hey, our book, Rise of ISIS, number one on the New York Times bestseller list for paperbacks. That's because of you. We encourage you to buy additional copies for your friends. Distribute it. You can get it at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com. It's at Target, Walmart, wherever books are sold. If you want to get it online, though, it's available there. Of course, it's available as ebooks as well. Let me encourage you, get the book, Rise of ISIS. Get it to your friends. We've been able to really impact the debate. When you do, you'll get the song Where I Stand. And this is a cut, by the way, that'll be out tonight on ACLJ's Facebook page with Ricky Skaggs.
Stop the persecution or U.S. funding comes to a halt. In the case of Pakistan, the U.S. provides billions of taxpayer dollars to Pakistan in the form of military and economic aid. It's time to send a strong message to our government and to Pakistan. Release Asia Bibi or face the financial consequences. Add your name to our new petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
kitchen door.
I used to love that song. I still do. I love the Werewolves of London. Happy Halloween, but I know people will say, I can't believe Jay Sekulow just said that. But I did say it because there's a lot of, you know, look, you could have a different view on it. I don't look at the, and David said, don't you mean Happy Reformation Day? Yes, of course I do. But that is a great song. And, you know, if you have a spiritual opposition to or because of your faith, you don't like Halloween, I get it. And I have no problem with that either. It's a free country. We'll see what happens in our free country on Tuesday. I'm a little bit more concerned about that than I am with Halloween. All right, here we go. So we've got a lot of calls coming in. People want to, we want to know where you are. Obviously, I think this is, I have this feeling it's going Republican in the Senate, but I will tell you, you get these calls from you all, and that's helpful to us. We know it's razor thin. Let's go right back to the phone. We got a ton of calls coming in, 1-800-684-3110. Let's take Travis there in North Carolina.
Yeah, we're going to go to Travis from North Carolina. Another big race. Travis, you're on the air.
So, Travis, welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Hey, Jay, big fan. I really appreciate you. You're one of the guys out there making a difference, just, not just, you know, on the air to argue.
Yep.
Anyway, you know, I wanted to mainly get on. I wanted to call when I heard that about not being, well, when being tactical and not just fucking your conscience. I tell you, that is, and this is more for the nominees coming up than it is.
Yeah,
for the local races, but that was our problem last time. You know, we wanted somebody who is not going to who will be, you know, pro marriage, but not going to change anything. You know, has that history of that to get the Democratic vote. You know, is pro life, but it's not going to change anything. You know,
But Travis, what we're talking about here is, and I'm going to let you finish here, is when you've got a situation when you're down to in the primaries, it's an easier call to pick the candidate that more purely meets your political and ideological philosophical position. When you're down to a general election, I think practical politics have to come in. But that's just my view as someone that looks at the situation. I mean, and you got to be practical. For instance, a candidate that's getting 6% of the vote may have maybe more pure with your issues, but that person's not going to win the general election. And that means the person that's least in favor of your position could end up getting in. So that's the dichotomy about how I analyze it. Go ahead, though, Travis.
But during a debate, you know, like Romney was so good on the economy debate. Then the other two debates, there was nothing to talk about because of the marriage issue, because of the Romney care, you know, there was nothing to talk about.
Well, but here you're in a situation, though, when you're in a general election, and that's where I did, you know, I look at this. You're in a general election now, so it's a different scenario. You look at the – I know there's libertarians listening to this broadcast, and I'm not saying don't vote for the libertarian candidate if that's what you really want to do. But understand, and I want to get David and Than quickly on this, that has a consequence when you vote for – not necessarily libertarian, an independent with 3%. And when you've got elections that are within 1% of the margin of error. David, quickly.
Wait, I think you're hitting the nail on the head. There's a difference between a primary and a general election. In the primary, if you preferred Santorum or Gingrich over Romney, no problem voting that way. Once the general election rolled around and there's one candidate who's obviously more pro-life than the other, well, then you got to make those kinds of decisions. And we've got a lot of folks out there who are disgruntled with the establishment. Look, I totally get that. But the idea that you're going to say, I will vote for a fringe candidate, thereby giving someone who completely opposes your value the victory, I don't understand that.
Yeah, and I think that's the real question here. Than, we'll get your comments on this when we come back from the break. Hey, folks, Rise of ISIS, a threat we can't ignore, available in bookstores everywhere, Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble. Let's keep the momentum going. Number one on the New York Times list this week. We want to try to stay on for the next week. Try to stay on and keep the momentum going here. We need your help on that. Buy copies for your friends, relatives. Share the information. You want to talk to us on air? It's easy. And by the way, you go to riseofisis.com. You can get the links right to the online purchases, and it's bookstores everywhere. If you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. And don't forget, also, we've got that petition up last day, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Not a dime for regimes persecuting Christians.
Countries like Pakistan continue to persecute Christians. Specifically, Asia Bibi, a Christian mother of five, is facing execution in Pakistan because of her Christian faith. However, there is one way to get the attention of countries like Pakistan, a powerful pressure point to stop the persecution. The bottom line is this: the United States should make it clear to these countries, if you persecute Christians, we're shutting off the flow of U.S. financial aid to your country. Period. Stop the persecution or U.S. funding comes to a halt. In the case of Pakistan, the U.S. provides billions of taxpayer dollars to Pakistan in the form of military and economic aid. It's time to send a strong message to our government and to Pakistan. Release Asia Bibi or face the financial consequences. Add your name to our new petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online, aclj.org. The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere.
Hey, great calls coming in with really good questions on voting. We're happy to give our two cents on this. 1-800-684-3110. The one thing we won't tell you is how to vote. We will tell you to vote, but we'll tell you how you got to analyze the issues and analyze the voting patterns. 800-684-3110. Jordan is en route today. Than and David are with me. David's with me in our studio in our media center, and Than is in Washington, D.C. at our headquarters there. Let's go right back to the phones. We had a lot of calls coming in, and we're going to get to those calls. Who's next?
Yeah, let's go to Judith calling from Maryland, where I voted yesterday on line 3. Judith, you're on the air.
Hi, Judith.
I used to live in Northern Virginia, and I used to enjoy voting for Frank Wolf, but yeah. I moved to Maryland. I'm now living in a retirement community.
Yep.
Voting for someone who's physically responsible in Maryland is it's a chore because it's such a strong Democratic stronghold.
Yep.
It's very, very difficult. I am looking forward to seeing change in physical responsibility.
You know, it's interesting you said that, Judith. By the way, Frank Wolf, what a great guy. So he's not up for re-election. He decided not to run this time, so I could say it. What a friend he has been to the ACLJ. What a blessing he has been on so many of these cases involving religious persecution. This has been a passion for him, and I will tell you, fascinating. All right, let's talk about Maryland. By the way, we're taking your calls, 1-800-684-3110. We want to hear from all the states. How you're viewing it, 1-800-684-3110. What's motivating you to vote? What's the issues that have you concerned? How are you analyzing it? Again, 800-684-3110. Let's talk about this, Than. Maryland, what's the looks like there? What's the situation?
Well, honestly, Jay, the big race there is the one for governor. I mean, this is going to surprise maybe Judith and some other people, but that race is very, very close. You've got Anthony Brown running for the Democrats, Larry Hogan for the Republicans. That race is also within the margin of error. So Judith talked about some frustration with politics there, and, you know, I've had some of that myself. There is a very close race for governor. So if you are in Maryland, you've definitely got to get out and vote. Early voting is done now, so you have to vote on Election Day.
Yeah, and that's going to be one to watch. I mean, David, what state, if you look at the state that could be the shocker, which one would you pick?
The shocker? Well,
yeah.
I think the shock of all shocks would be if Kentucky went for Allison Lunderman Grimes. I mean,
and it doesn't look like that now. Do we have the latest Kentucky numbers?
I think an average right now of about a 4-point gap,
yeah.
But that's one that can be overcome. So that would be the big shock. I think the big disappointment would be Kansas.
For Republicans.
For Republicans would be Kansas. And that would be one where the Republican Party, frankly, miscalculated.
Yeah.
In throwing its support behind a incumbent that's frankly not all that popular.
Yeah, so if you're a Democrat in Kansas, you may be there. Interesting. And we've got everybody that listen people that listen to this broadcast, all political persuasions, we know that. All right, let's take some more calls. 1-800-684-3110. Let's go, Than, to California. There's one that I don't think will be so close. By the way, let me give you the latest update here on Kentucky. It's McConnell 48. Grimes 43, so it's outside the margin of error right now, but sure, that would be a big upset either way. All right, Becky, go ahead.
Becky, you're on line five.
Hey, Becky.
Hi. I'd like to know if the absentee ballots count for anything.
They do. They count just the same. The interesting thing is in some states, it's when they are counted, but it counts for the outcome of an election. So you don't have to worry about that. If you do it, because I, for years, especially when I was traveling so much, I would do, and when we were living in Atlanta, I would usually do an absentee ballot because I never knew where I was going to be election day. And that was before you had a lot of the pre-voting. But election, you know, early voting counts, absentee ballots count. It's all part of your right to vote. That's a really good question, Becky. I'm glad you called on that. For those of you that are traveling, that's something you need to know, that those ballots count. I mean, every vote counts. And now the reporting comes back with the instantaneous. I mean, we're going to start getting, Than, what do you think? I mean, I think by 8 o'clock at night, there are a lot of states are being called, even some close states.
Yeah, no question about it. I also think there will be a couple that are very late. And remember, Georgia and also Louisiana, those might go to a runoff. So those may be, you know, a month or two down the road. Just quickly to the caller's point, though, there's no excuse for not voting now, Jay. I mean, early voting, absentee ballot, election day. If you cannot find an option to vote, you're just not trying to find one.
Yeah, that's exactly right. All right, we're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. What's motivating you to vote? What are the issues that have you interested? David, there's an interesting proposition in Tennessee on Amendment 1, which is a pro-life initiative. And it's interesting because Tennessee, for some reason, the state Supreme Court has found a right to abortion that exceeds, this is what's so interesting, the federal right to abortion recognized in Roe versus Wade and the progeny of cases. So the federal right to abortion is less I wouldn't say less. I mean, it's very broad still because Roe's not been overturned. It's been gutted but not overturned. But in Tennessee, the right to abortion exceeds the federal right, which is very few states. I think New York and California, the only two. It's New York, California, and Tennessee.
That's amazing. I mean, what happened is that for years, there were liberal justices appointed to the Tennessee Supreme Court by prior governors and then retained by the Tennessee public, and they carved out a right to abortion that is incredibly broad, so broad that one quarter of all abortions in the state of Tennessee are from out-of-state mothers coming in to abort their children in Tennessee. And so there's a ballot initiative that would say, look, the right to abortion is regulated not by the courts in the state, but by the legislature. And that would allow Tennessee to pass the same kinds of legislation that Alabama has passed, that Mississippi has passed, that Texas has passed. And right now it's polling pretty well. But again, it's one of those things where people
have to
get out there.
You got to vote for it. You got to go out and vote on these amendments. A lot of people just ignore the amendments. Don't. There's some important things in there. By the way, in Tennessee, I don't think you could have a ultrasound easily as part of a statutory requirement. And that's almost in every state now that's done that. And it's been a very effective tool against the abortion juggernaut that's been going on. All right, we are taking your calls, 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Who's next, Than?
We're going back to Maryland to Sheila on line six. Sheila, you're on the air.
Hi, Sheila.
Hi, thank you for talking about Hogan and Brown. And I've been listening also to Christian rock stations in Washington, D.C., with the Obamas stumping for Brown, saying, and it's almost like he's saying, vote for him because he's dark. Or go and vote in Maryland, no matter where you're from. And election integrity is very much on my mind. The normal walking American doesn't realize that the people that are allowed to vote illegally are taking your vote away from you.
Well, I mean, there are, you know, when you don't have voter ID, you don't know who's voting. Now, the race aspect of it, there has been a lot of discussion, David, even today in the papers that the minister, some African-American ministers, not all, by the way, many are conservative and voting Republican, have really been put out to have to get out and get the vote out because there's, even within the African-American community, the president's not very popular.
Right, that's true. But, you know, I tell you, it's really interesting to me why both parties don't fight for the African-American vote.
I don't understand that either.
I will never understand that. I don't get that. It is something that I honestly think it hurts this country that both parties don't fight for the African-American vote. And so it creates divisiveness. It continues a legacy of divisiveness in this country, and it's very disappointing.
Athan, what do you think about that issue? I mean, because there's an interesting dichotomy here, and that is the African church, the African-American church, tends to be very conservative on the social issues. And I still don't think the Republicans have done much of an effective outreach.
I completely agree with both of you on this. I mean, in the case of Anthony Brown, though, I actually think the president is hurting him. And I don't think it has to do with race, Jay. I think it has to do with the president's policies being very unpopular. I mean, this is always the case in a midterm election, especially in a second term. But I think by and large, including Maryland, the American people are prepared to elect a check on these policies from the president rather than reaffirming them. So I actually think the president's presence in Maryland is hurting Anthony Brown.
Yeah, very interesting to see how all this plays out. We are taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We want to know what's motivating you to get to the ballot box. What are the issues that matter most to you? So if you want to talk to us on air, you could do that at 1-800-684-3110. All right, let's talk Georgia for 1 minute here. That was a state I lived in for a long time before we go to the break. My prediction is, at this point, that I will not be surprised if it goes to a runoff. David?
Oh, I would not be surprised at all. In fact, I would say that might be the most likely outcome as of right now, which, you know, look, I mean, this that would drag out this election season.
Till January.
And, you know, that's, again, look.
That's where the strategic aspect of voting, whether you're Republican or Democrat, really comes in. So if the Libertarian or Independent or this particular candidate that's a minority party candidate that's, you know, polling less than a double digits, if they're not going to be able to win the election, who you are voting for the other side. So if you're a Democrat and you vote for the Libertarian, you're voting against Michelle Nunn. If you're a Republican and you're voting for the Libertarian, you're in a sense, you're voting for, really, you're voting for the opponent party. I mean, the opposition. So this is what happens. So if you're, you know, for David Perdue, if you would be more inclined to go with David Perdue, but you really love the independent candidate, you're voting effectively at that point for Michelle Nunn. That's what, I mean, I'm just giving you the reality, folks, when you think through it. You vote any way you want. That's the, we live in a free constitutional republic. You get to do that. All right, we're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Let me encourage you, call us with what's motivating you to vote in your city or town or state. 800-684-3110. Remember the book Rise of ISIS, available in bookstores everywhere, Barnes & Noble, Amazon. Encourage you to get it. And this is the last day to sign on to that petition to stop our taxpayer dollars from going to countries like Pakistan persecuting Christians. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Talk to us on air. 1-800-684-3110. We'll talk about Louisiana when we come back.
The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere. Countries like Pakistan continue to persecute Christians. Specifically, Asia Bibi, a Christian mother of five, is facing execution in Pakistan because of her Christian faith. However, there is one way to get the attention of countries like Pakistan, a powerful pressure point to stop the persecution. The bottom line is this: the United States should make it clear to these countries, if you persecute Christians, we're shutting off the flow of U.S. financial aid to your country. Period. Stop the persecution or U.S. funding comes to a halt. In the case of Pakistan, the U.S. provides billions of taxpayer dollars to Pakistan in the form of military and economic aid. It's time to send a strong message to our government and to Pakistan. Release Asia Bibi or face the financial consequences. Add your name to our new petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
A little Jay Sekulow band, Fooling Yourself. We want you to get up, get out, and vote. That's the key here. By the way, that petition is last day on radio, aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. So we don't take our taxpayer dollars, no matter if you're Republican, Democrat, or Independent. You should not be going to Pakistan so that they can persecute Christians. aclj.org or 877-989-2255. If you want to talk to us on air, we're taking your calls about the election, 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Here's an interesting one also. Georgia, according to WSB TV Landmark, this is the poll that was finished just a couple days ago, Nathan Deal at 48, Jason Carter, the grandson of Jimmy Carter, at 46. That is a statistical dead heat, let me tell you. What a shocker it would be if Georgia went Democratic. That would be something. We're taking your calls, 0800-684-3110. Let's go right back to him.
Let's go to Jeff calling from Utah on line one. Jeff, you're on the air.
Hi, Jeff. Jeff, you're on the air. I will go back to Jeff later.
All right, we're going to go to Alan calling from Texas on line three. Alan, you're on the air.
Hi, Alan.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
Yeah, my question is, are there any other states, which I'm guessing there is besides Texas, that have the voter ID law?
Yeah, most states have voter ID laws. I mean, this is what's so ironic about all this litigation. I can't remember voting without showing my driver's license. Or some type of ID, student ID, something. So, you know, all these, you know, this controversy over, why would we not ask, if you've got a roll, and they've got the roll at your polling station, and they've got all these names on it, and I just say, you know, I'm Joe Smith. You'd ask for the ID. I mean, voter integrity is what voter ID does. And I think to me, but a lot of states have it, David.
Oh, yeah, most states have it. I've never voted without having to show my ID.
And I've been voting since I was 18, and I'm almost 60.
You know, and what's funny is some of these voter ID cases that have been brought, they've had trouble finding an actual plaintiff who doesn't have an ID.
Right.
And so, you know, you have to have an ID to do almost anything in this country now.
So in Maryland, when you voted yesterday, then what did they have?
Well, this Maryland is the flip side of this, and this is how absurd it was, Jay. I went in, I gave my name, they hit a couple of buttons on the computer, printed off a receipt, and handed it to me with all of my information on it, and all I had to do is say, yep, that's me, and I was given a voter card to vote.
Yeah, what if it wasn't you? What if it was a mistake? Now they got all your data?
Yeah, and that person would have had all my data, and they would have cast a vote for me.
Yeah, there you go. All right, let's take Linda calling out of California. And by the way, if you want to talk to us on air, 800-684-3110. Hey, Linda.
Hi, Jay. I just wanted to make a comment about the 52nd District in San Diego.
Yep.
We do have some conservatives out here, Issa and Duncan Hunter Jr.,
right.
But we're voting in a moral dilemma with Carl DeMaio and the Democratic Scott Peters. Carl DeMaio is openly gay. He has a relationship, which is one item, but on the other hand, he stands strongly against the voters of California who voted to establish marriages between a man and a woman.
Right.
And so I and many of my Christian friends have a real moral dilemma of saying, you know, what do we do? We need representation, obviously, but we want to
vote.
Well,
here's how I would look at the situation if I were in your situation. You want to vote because there's an obligation to vote. You're taking a look at this and saying, I've got a Republican that I don't agree with on a number of issues, and I have a Democrat that I don't agree with on a number of issues. Who do you disagree with more?
The Democrat, of course.
Well, okay, then elections have consequences. I mean, so this is, it's the, you know, and if you were, by the way, if you were to say the Republican, of course, and you'd say the Democrat, I understand that too, whatever your position is. That's how you make the decision. You don't sit it out, because sitting it out is effectively not participating. So you're also voting for the party. You're also voting for the leadership. Remember, it affects the tip of balance in the House. So, Thanet, these go beyond one-issue kind of things.
Yeah, elections are always about choices. No candidate is perfect. You always have to pick the one that's closest to you. And, Jay, we live in a two-party system. I mean, that's just the reality of it. When it gets to the general election, you have to pick not only the candidate that aligns with most of your views, but also look at that party's leadership. I mean, in the Senate right now, if you are voting for a Democrat candidate, you are also voting for Harry Reid. If you are voting for a Republican candidate, you are voting for Mitch McConnell, assuming he wins his election. It is not only about that candidate. It is also about the party's position.
Yeah, it's a good analysis. David, you agree the same way?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. The time to argue to try to get the candidate which is
primary.
Most in line with your values is the primary. After that, you kind of have the horses that are in the race.
Right.
And you decide which is the better horse. I mean,
And there's a lot of consequences besides just an issue. It's not just one
exactly,
issue.
Exactly.
All right, let's go to Brett, who's calling from Pennsylvania on line two. Hi, Brett.
Hi, Jay. Hi, guys. Big reason I'm voting, and even though it's not directly my state as much effective, is getting Harry Reid out as majority of the Senate, installing all those bills that need to go to the president.
Yep.
The other thing that's big to me, too, are some of the state races. People don't realize the majority of the state houses are in control of the Republicans. And I'll be honest with you, Jay, I'm one of those who is supporting an Article 5 convention to add some amendments to the Constitution to get this government back in check.
Well, look, I mean, it's your right to organize. That's what the First Amendment is all about also. I mean, it's a freedom of speech, freedom of association, petitioning the government for redress of grievances. So that's the American way. Thanks for the call. Colorado, Kelly is on the call here on the air. Kelly, welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I have two things to say. One, in Colorado, we're running a very, it seems like there are several very close races between pro-life candidates and pro-abortion candidates.
Yep.
There's been a huge deal made out of that through the advertising. And it seems like if I usually agree with someone about where they stand on pro-life, then I also usually agree with them about their position on other things like money management.
Because you see a consistent kind of worldview in all that. And I think, listen, that's part of the electoral process. It'll be very interesting to see how it plays out in Colorado. Right now, all of these are so close. I mean, it's just so close. All right, Kelly, we appreciate the call. Final Friday prognosis, or diagnosis, if you say. How does this come out Tuesday? And listen, we could change our minds on this on Monday, folks, but going into the weekend, David, what do you think?
I'm going to say...
First of all, do you think we know election night?
I think we know election night who controls the Senate. I think there will be 51 Republican senators, and then Landrieu will lose a runoff to make it 52 at the end of the election season.
Fan.
David stole my thunder. We're going to get to 51 on election night. It'll eventually be 52. I don't think it's just Louisiana in a runoff. I also think Georgia's in a runoff. The Republicans will lose one seat, either Kansas or Georgia.
If Georgia goes into a runoff, what's your gut feeling there?
I think David Perdue is the favorite. However, if we hold Kansas on election night, then I guess that means by default I say we lose Georgia in a runoff.
Well, there you have it. Well, we'll find out in about a couple of days, Tuesday and next. We'll be following this very closely on Monday, too. We're going to be talking about this. We'll see what happens, folks. All right, that's going to do it for the broadcast today. Remember the book, Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore, number one on the New York Times bestsellers list. It is in bookstores everywhere and available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Get copies for your friend. The petition is up. Last day for you to sign it. And this is the one that says, you know what? We're not taking our taxpayer dollars and giving it to these guys like Pakistan to persecute Christians like Asiyah Bibi. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Tonight, on our Facebook page for the American Center for Law and Justice, we will release the song Where I Stand with Ricky Skaggs, sitting in with the Jay Sekulow Band. You're not going to want to miss that, and that's coming out this evening, so stay tuned on your Facebook feed. That'll be a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun doing it with Ricky Skaggs. Enjoy this song, Fooling Yourself, also performed here by our band at Jay Sekulow Live. We'll talk to you on Monday.
Stop the persecution or U.S. funding comes to a halt. In the case of Pakistan, the U.S. provides billions of taxpayer dollars to Pakistan in the form of military and economic aid. It's time to send a strong message to our government and to Pakistan. Release Asiyah Bibi. or face the financial consequences. Add your name to our new petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.